stop food serving, whether there are food serving problems. And the issue will actually be brought to a fore more dramatically on Wednesday at 9 a.m. when in the same place, 1226 Pacific, in the Downtown Association HQ upstairs, a meeting to which the public is allowed to come, the Social and Legislative Committee of the Downtown Association meets. And that's at 9 o'clock on Wednesday in the morning for all you early birds. But even more important than all this is a special press conference is going to be held Tuesday, day after tomorrow, high noon at the, well, I call it the Merry Monday area. It's the area where Downtown For All and Huff and Food Not Bomb sets up on Mondays outside of O'Neill's Surf Shop and across from the Cinema 9. And what's happening at noon on Tuesday is a release of the Meanest Cities Report 2003. This is a nationwide press conference. It's happening in a number of cities. 143 cities are actually covered in this report. Santa Cruz has become one of the 20 meanest cities under this report. And we're thinking of actually putting the entire city council on a train and sending them out of town, or perhaps sending them down to the Homeless Resource Center to see why the National Coalition for the Homeless thinks that Santa Cruz is one of the 20 meanest cities. Although I've got to be honest with you, last year they were number 7. This year they've slipped to number 13. So Santa Cruz is falling behind on the meanest cities. Actually, I don't think they really are falling behind. I think they've ratcheted up the laws since then. They haven't increased shelter space significantly. They have cracked down on police enforcement big time. They've eliminated the Citizens Police Review Board. I would say that there is a probably should have moved up, and I want to point out that the number 7 was exposed by one of our Huff members as actually inaccurate on a per capita basis. If you look at the population of Santa Cruz, compare it with the incidents, let's say, in other cities based on the National Coalition report from 2002, you'll find we were number 3, not number 7. But if you want all the facts, you should come on down to the press conference release, or the press conference where there'll be a release of this report, 73-page report about the meanest cities in town. And the actual specifics here, it's going to be called Illegal to be Homeless, the Criminalization of Homelessness in the United States, representing an analysis of 147 cities and communities in 42 states, Puerto Rico, and the District of Columbia. And the press release that I received says, Huff members and invited speakers will be gathering to announce the release of the National Coalition for the Homeless's annual report. Included in the report is the status of the city of Santa Cruz and how our city rates, when compared to the others, are compared to others nationwide. The names of the top 20 meanest cities to homeless people will be announced. Brian Davis, executive director of the Northeast Ohio Coalition for the Homeless, said, imagine the loneliness and feeling of helplessness when every shelter is full. And then the city's police force adds insult to injury by confiscating all your belongings or issues a ticket for sleeping in the park. Santa Cruz is one of 19.1% of the cities studied who criminalize sleeping out of doors citywide. So, Mike Rotkin, to the contrary, it is not true that there is no city in the United States where it's legal to sleep at night if you're homeless. Santa Cruz has special criminalization laws for sleeping and has since 1978. San Francisco, for example, does not have a law criminalizing sleeping on the streets. They have other policies they use, it's true, but there is no ordinance specifically that did this. And it looks like I'm not going to have a lot of time here. I'm reduced to my last 8 minutes. We're going to be issuing some interesting flyers at this noon press conference on Tuesday. There may be some food present. Can't promise that. The infamous boycott bigotry brownies, which were so successful in the past, and we are still urging you to boycott the Pacific Trading Company, to boycott Jackson's Shoes, and in fact, to ask the businesses that you do patronize, will you support abolishing the downtown ordinances that criminalize poor people and people being in public spaces downtown that aren't illegally engaging in any behavior that is dangerous, abusive, violent, or even obnoxious. We're talking about sitting down 14 feet from a building, which is now illegal, making 95% of the sidewalks of Santa Cruz unsittable if they're near business buildings. So businesses apparently rule here in Santa Cruz around this. A couple of other things briefly before leaving. There's going to be nights out in August. That is to say, they're going to be closing off a block of the mall from Lincoln to Cathcart. I was informed of that by Cassandra Brown, who with Amy Courtney and Greg Kindig and the Coalition for a Community Commons has gotten the City Council to agree to close down that block for traffic on August 12th, 19th, and 26th. I think it's in the evenings. August 12th, it's going to be dancing in the streets. August 19th, kids' night out. There'll be face painting. And August 26th, a taste of Santa Cruz, sort of a farmers and local chefs deal. For more information on that, give a call to the Huff Line or possibly get in touch with the Coalition for a Community Commons, but try the Huff Line first, 423-HUFF. A couple of quick notes about the July 22nd council meeting. That was the last council meeting of the summer before they come back in September. They, of course, ignored the downtown ordinances, as we heard, and they did authorize two secret closed budget committees to meet. I was able to find out the names of these committees. One of them has three council members. The other has another three council members. Riley isn't on either of them. One's called Revenue Enhancement, and one's called Facilities. These joint committees have replaced the Budget Committee. I requested Martine Bernal to give me information about agendas and meeting times. He has told me that that's at the preference of the people who are running the committee, the three or the six council members who will be making decisions in a void with no public comment and no public scrutiny, and they'll tell you, oh, we aren't making any decisions, we're just going to be talking about it and bringing it back to City Council. Aha, but it's in the committees that these decisions are really made, where the agenda is really set, and they come back to Council, and they do the votes in the Council after some pro forma discussion and 2 or 3 minutes of public input. I got a call from Battling Bob LaMonica, who I mentioned briefly, but didn't tell you what he called about. He called to let us know that WAMFest, that's Women and Men for Medical Marijuana, are holding a shindig on September 14th in San Lorenzo Park. It's going to be, I don't know, bongs, booths, and bush. I'm not sure what they got going, but it's 10 to 5 in the afternoon. You can get more information at wham.org, WAMM.org. And call them at 423-5413. You know, all hats off to WHAM and the good work they've done, and a slap in the chops to WHAM for colluding with the city in criminalizing other medical marijuana groups and in excluding them, as you will find if you talk to other medical marijuana workers like Kate Wells and Andrea Tischler and even Theodora Carey, that the laws in Santa Cruz have been significantly responsible for driving other clubs out. And that means only WHAM's 300 people or less get medical marijuana. The rest people get to run down to the levee and dicker with the merchants, illegal merchants that may not give you the best stuff and may not be the safest, and of course you risk being arrested getting it there. More stuff, I was going to have to wait, I think, until next Thursday when I resume this show. That'll be at 6 o'clock in the evening. Invite you to join me there, and if you want to be on the air, you can, of course, give a call to 423-HUFF. There's a HUFF meeting on Wednesday at 8:30 at Baker's Square, and you can always go to the website, www.huffsantacruz.org, and check things out there. I have a demur motion coming up to my chalking of no war in the street. That's apparently criminal behavior in Santa Cruz these days, unless you're Celia Scott or Chris Krohn, or, you know, if you're with a peace march, you can do it, but don't try to do it on your lonesome, or you'll get the lonesome guy treatment. So that's interesting, and I'll be discussing that at the next meeting. There's August 16th is Open Del Mar Party Day, according to some rather annoying woman who came and spoke to this and gave an all hail the city council and the city manager's speech at the last city council. But there's a Del Mar Party Day August 16th downtown. That's next week on Saturday. And that's just about it for this section of Bathurst Spears Broadsides. I want to thank you all for listening. Those of you who did, I chastise you for not calling in more. We like your calls. It's cool when you call in. If there are any meetings you want to announce on my show or to Free Radio generally, Free Radio will give you a PSA time. 427-4523 is the number to call in. My show is going to be followed by that of the redoubtable Skidmark Bob, who I'm not quite sure what he has got planned. Skidmark, what do you got planned?
Got some music planned.
he's a little tired of all the babble on this show. You want to give a little break here. I say no, on and on and on. Let's continue. I'm sorry I haven't talked about the Iraqi war. I think we need to talk about the need for a peace movement in town. We need to get out there and start doing it, not just talking about it. Kucinich did, however, state recently that the troops should be brought home, as did Kerry, two Democratic presidential candidates, so they are on the right track. There is endless blather about Saddam Hussein's sons and his daughters and all this nonsense, which, of course, is ignoring the ongoing drumbeat of casualties, only a part of which you get to read about in the media. Just as many people have been killed over in Iraq from so-called accidents and suicides than have died in combat. Quote, people who would not have died if Bush's nonsensical politically re-elect me, I'm the boss policies hadn't been followed to get us into Iraq in the first place. So I'm going to let Uncle Bob here make a choice of music, since he is going to be rolling into the next. Perhaps something about Bush. Do we have a Bush, little something about George? I mean, after all, we don't want to leave our Fuhrer unmentioned, unrecognized here. There may be one more thing I'm missing. We have, again, there's a host meeting, 8:30 tomorrow in the morning. On Tuesday, there's a noon press conference, Minas Cities. On Wednesday, there's a meeting of the Downtown Associations, again, at 1226 Pacific, if you want to go down there and see what the Downtown Association is doing. If you do, and you get good information, please call back Huff. And if you have instances of police misconduct that have happened to you or that you witness, and please do witness them. Don't leave. Stand up. Or if it's a sit crime, sit down. Give a call to the Huff line at 423-HUFF. Let us know. Or contact Santa Cruz Indie Media. Very good source for those who can't use mainstream media. That's most of us. www.santacruz.indymedia.org. Thanks for being with us, and here's music with Skidmark Bob.
There are some who feel like that if they attack us, that we may decide to leave prematurely.
Our war with terrorists in Iraq, Afghanistan, and across the globe continues.
They don't understand what they're talking about, if that's the case. Let me finish.
It will not be over anytime soon.
There are some who feel like that, you know, the conditions are such that they can attack us there. My answer is bring them on.
The president has no compunction about killing his own people.
Attack us.
Or those of another nation.
Bring them on.
The president is someone of total brutality and ruthlessness.
Bring them on. Bring them on. Attack us. Bring them on. Attack us. Bring them on. Bring them on.
Clearly, you can't have evidence that, quite the contrary. You have, what one has to do is, and know that there were something like that would be beyond saying that we had, and it indicated that there were, I don't know that we've got perfect visibility into that question.
Bring them on.
The president has no compunction about killing his own people or those of another nation.
Bring them on. Bring them on.
Quagmires that weren't thus far. And I don't know, but why don't I think it is one? Is it perfectly peaceful there?
Bring them on.
The president is someone of total brutality and ruthlessness.
Bring them on. Bring them on.
By accepting the risks and sacrifice, our men and women in uniform.
Kill them.
Bring them on.
Capture or kill them.
Bring them on. Bring them on. attack us,
capture or kill them.
Bring them on. Attack, attack,
kill them.
Attack, 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 attack.
Bring them on.
Sacrifice our men and women in uniform.
Kill them.
Bring them on.
Solo voy con mi pena, sola va mi condena. Correré mi destino para burlar la ley. Perdido en el corazón de la grande Babilón. Me dicen el clandestino por no llevar papel. Pa' una ciudad del norte yo me fui a trabajar. Mi vida la dejé entre Ceuta y Gibraltar. Soy una raya en el mar, fantasma en la ciudad. Mi vida va prohibida, dice la autoridad. Solo voy con mi pena, sola va mi condena. Correré mi destino por no llevar papel. Perdido en el corazón de la grande Babilón. Me dicen el clandestino, yo soy el quiebra ley. Mano negra clandestina, peruano clandestino, africano clandestino, marihuana ilegal. Solo voy con mi pena, sola va mi condena. Correré mi destino para burlar la ley. Perdido en el corazón de la grande Babilón. Me dicen el clandestino por no llevar papel.